Hello, it's Friday the 15th of March. I'm Miranda Sawyer and I'm up for a Girls Together sing-along at Glastonbury. Welcome back to Papercuts, the modern newspaper review, where we dig out the best stories in the UK press and spritz them with sweet-smelling fun so you feel informed and kind of sexy, all at the same time. And we're really grateful to all of you who have responded to our cost of living crisis call-out and have joined the Papercut Supporters Club. Just £3.60 a month means no pesky ads. Pay a little bit more and you'll get a special extra story at the end of the show. Plus, you get the satisfaction of knowing you're sticking it to big media whilst paying the wages of real-life people rather than strange algorithms and AI bots. So if you too fancy helping us out and getting ad-free episodes, a special extra bit, and maybe even a Paper Cuts mug or a T-shirt, then why not head on over to the show notes and click on back.papercutshow.com to see how you too can become a Paper Cuts supporter. Now, here are the headlines for today's show. People just do nothing. Is this government quiet quitting? Meghan's jam buster. The Duchess of Sussex is here to tell us how to marmalade. And watch out, yuppies, there's a dinkwad about. Let's all welcome the new crew to our social scene. Welcome to Papercuts. We read the papers so you don't have to. Thanks for joining us on Papercuts, where we too wonder how anyone can have the surname Rock Savage. I'm Miranda Sawyer, and joining me today is joe.co.uk's political correspondent and solid Prince Andrew fan, Ava Santina. Hi, Ava.
Hi.
And also with us is comedian and Prince Harry cheerleader, it's Jan Ravens. Hi, Jan.
Hurrah!
So what have we got on the front pages today? Ava, what do you have?
Right, on the front of the FT, we've got the news that working hours for the Commons have hit record low under Sunak. On the front of the I, number 10 are anxious because angry Tories are questioning Sunak's authority. The Times, 20,000 a month are off work with poor mental health.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. Front of the Telegraph, fears for patients in the NHS net zero drive. What does that mean? So what, in a strive towards net zero, that's going to impact patients?
Well, the Telegraph is worried that if we get electric ambulances, it's going to take too long to charge them.
Right. I worry about that vis-a-vis Tesco vans, because you see them, you know, going about saying, you know, I'm fully powered by electricity. And you think, well, how can you get deliveries done if you're having to recharge the whole time?
Well, will they not recharge overnight?
Well, I don't know. It depends how far they're going, I guess.
Yes, I think it'll be fine.
Do you?
Genuinely, I think it'll be okay.
I can stop worrying about that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Miranda. Thank you.
Jan, what do you have?
Well, on the front of the Daily Mail, Russia attacks Shap's RAF jet by jamming GPS, which when I first read it, I thought it was by jamming GPs. And I wondered how that worked. but turns out not. And there's a little strap at the top saying, as princes appear hours apart at same awards, Harry, by the way, on video, Diana would knock their heads together, the Daily Mail knows.
Yeah.
On The Sun, we've got Will's Ducks Harry speech. He left this event before the Harry speech got put on the video. And yes, so, you know, that's...
Can't even bear to watch him on the telly.
No, can't even bear it. And then on The Star, there's a very good Star headline. Beer me up, Scotty. NASA finds vital molecules of booze in solar system.
Why would they not?
Well, that's a blessing for us all.
I know, they've been looking for it, haven't they?
The ethanol molecules could help Earth-like planets grow in our galaxy. We'll raise a glass to that.
Wait. Okay, so Ava, shall we have a really quick look at two of those government stories? So the FT one and the I one. Mm. The FT says working hours for Commons hit record low under Sunak. What is this about?
So what the FT is talking about is this zombie government that we're currently enjoying. And so what that basically means is that there's no new legislation going through Parliament and there's a very limited number of bills that are being debated every week. So you might have heard a few policies that have been announced over the past couple of months by Sunak. For example, the smoking ban.
Yeah.
Or the renters reform bill, or the justice secretary wanted to reform prisons. None of these have been debated. We are just basically doing old legislation. The only thing that they're really actually talking about is the Rwanda bill that is being pushed between the Commons and the Lords.
So is this unusual? Sorry, because I don't really know about the way that Parliament works. So if you announce something like, you know, those the things that you just said, what normally happened is they would go straight into drafting legislation and it would be debated. That's what would normally happen.
Yeah, so at the beginning of every week, the leader of the House of Commons, who is Penny Mordaunt at the moment, she announces what is on the government's agenda to debate in Parliament that week and what bills they have put forward to the Speaker that they've asked for time to work through, to work on. And if you listen to that every week at the moment, it's very thin. It's very quick and there's not very much being announced. And so it basically means that by Wednesday afternoon, because there's nothing on the agenda, all the MPs go home.
Wow, they don't have anything to do.
It's really weird. So if you're in Parliament at Prime Minister's Questions, they all go to the tea room afterwards and they have their little chatter. And then the whole place just clears out.
Oh, wow. I'm off then.
So much so that even the parliamentary bar, Strangers, which is on the terrace on a Thursday evening, has actually been closing at about 9:30, 10:00, because there are no members of Parliament
drinking. So they're all working from home?
They're working from home.
Wow. So they're literally working from home.
It's like a sort of Irish goodbye, isn't it? You know, when you leave a party and you think, I won't bother saying goodbye to everybody. Yeah, I'll just slip out.
Yeah.
And it's like they're just sort of like fading away gradually. I mean, God.
Yeah, it says in that piece, which made me laugh, that a Labour insider says that sometime this month they had 5 hours on a general debate on farming. Like, just chatted about farming for 5 hours, but nothing, like, they weren't kind of passing any laws. They just chatted about farming and then went home.
Yeah. I mean, the normal protocol would be that you have a couple of debates in Parliament. They go off to committee stage, where committees then look over the legislation that gets sent back to the Commons, up to the Lords. None of those subsequent bits of the process are happening.
They are
basically just chatting. And then you can see it in opposition day debates, because those are actually the busiest days in Parliament. Like if you remember the Gaza debate that was happening a couple of weeks ago, and the House was full of people. That's what it's meant to look like every day.
Yeah. Wow. I'm genuinely quite shocked, actually, because I didn't quite know what zombie government meant. I thought, oh, they're not trying, but they really aren't. They're going home. Mm-hmm. That's really awful. So maybe we'll get a general election soon. Well, apparently not. According to the Eye, we won't.
So the problem is that if he wanted to call a general election, he'd have to do it next week. You need 6 weeks. He would have to call it at the end of March. And it's always been the case that he was never going to call an election before inflation was at 2% or below 2%. He had to hit those five pledges that he announced to us 6 months ago before he called one. There was some evidence to suggest that he was looking at May. There was a lot of business in the House of Commons that had been delayed, part of the zombie government, and it suggested that maybe we were going to go to the polls then. It's now looking more likely that we're going in November, because that will mean that Sunak doesn't have to allow the other parties time and space to do their conferences.
Right, so basically to set out their stall of how great they are.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
fine.
There's nothing worse if you are going into a potential election than having 2 weeks of press dedicated to the leader of the opposition and how fantastic they are.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. But it's quite funny, that piece, though, at the Eye, because it's quite doom and gloom. And there's a really brilliant bit where it says, Sunak shouldn't leave the country because that's when coups happen.
Sounds like the army are going to come in and go,
I know.
But there's a lot of speculation at the moment, including that cabinet ministers are even trying to oust him. They're not. No one in the Conservative Party wants to lead them into an election. They want Sunak to lead in. They want it to be a historic defeat. And then you'll have the Kemi Badenochs, the Penny Mordaunts auditioning to lead the party in opposition.
So everybody's just down-tooled, waiting for him to lose. Mm. So nothing's going to happen in the next few months. Maybe a bit of Rwanda.
Stagnation.
Oh, my God.
And the amount it's costing us as well for all these people to sit there doing bog all.
Really don't say pragmatic things, okay?
It's not allowed. Now, in terrifically exciting news, it seems that Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, will be launching her new career venture very soon. Yesterday was the Diana Legacy Awards for young people at the Science Museum, and William turned up and made an emotional speech about his mum, and then he left and Harry appeared on video. And on that very same day, the cheek of it, a Meghan-authored Instagram post appeared. Jan, what was on this Instagram post?
Well, Miranda, joyfully, this is Meghan's new lifestyle brand, which she's launched. It's all about lifestyle and wellness.
Yeah.
And it's called American Riviera Orchard, which is not, as somebody on Twitter said, one of Jamie Oliver's children's names. Nor, I mean, it sounds also like one of those things on Line of Duty, you know, like the sort of phonetic alphabet thing, like, yeah, Charlie Tango Foxtrot, you know, American Riviera Orchard, you know, are you hearing me? But anyway, Megan is going to be selling products that are apparently close to her heart,
yeah,
like napkin rings, placemats, jellies and jams. I mean, the trademark of this of American Riviera Orchard is Mama Knows Best LLC.
That is so bad.
Which is sweet. Mm. And the first video has got Megan picking flowers, Megan cooking. I mean, I don't know who she's sort of trying to emulate, whether it's a kind of Martha Stewart or sort of Nigella. You know, you can sort of imagine her being, she's got this sort of lovely bowl of luscious, moist vegetables, you know, yeah, that you can see her getting a bit Nigella-y with. She's also, in addition to doing all this cooking, there's shots of her wafting around this rather lovely looking kind of castle type arrangement in Montecito, and in a ball gown, as you do.
I know. I love that because I think it's two sides to Megan. So it's basically the kind of posh Cotswolds housewife, which, yeah, is the cooking bit.
Yeah.
And then there's the full-on histrionic princess in, yeah, the tower, Joan Crawford bit, where she's just losing her shit over something that doesn't matter in a corner in a ball gown.
It feels quite Mormon. You know,
it does feel a bit kind of, you know, surrendered wife.
Yeah.
Really. I mean,
and I wonder what Harry's going to do in all this. I mean, I wonder if Harry might have a little gardening spot where he's sort of like Montecito Don, where he sort of tells you how to sort of dib in and all that kind of stuff.
I wonder about Harry as well, because I think he can't do anything that obviously makes money out of being a royal. And I'm not sure if this is making money out of being a royal. Do you see what I mean?
Well, yes, but surely she's a royal by marriage.
But I mean, they've disdained her, so that's kind of fine. And she has to work. So I think she's allowed to do it. Anyway, she's going to be, apparently, there's also going to be a cooking show, which I just can't wait for,
yeah,
on Netflix. Will be amazing. And but the stuff that she's going, they've patented, so like for the cooking show, is jellies, jams, marmalades and nut, you know, kind of nut butters.
Nut butters.
Which is just, I mean, that's not cooking. That's a lot, yeah, of kind, yeah, of like boiling up in the mashing,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
then,
yeah,
putting away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my kind of cooking. It's going to be, I mean, it's going to be amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, she's sort of like the, remember Linda Barker off of Changing Rooms, you know?
I think it'll work really, really well, you know, and sort of like, you know, everything. And
again, all this sort of greige products that she had, like, you know, sort, yeah, of greige cushion covers, greige fur fabric, throws for your sofa. It sounds kind of very like that sort of vibe, doesn't it?
It does a bit. We do think it might end up in TK Maxx.
Do you
know? I mean, do you know that thing where you just go around and everything's been endorsed? So there will be kind of Megan tumblers,
yeah,
and, you know, Megan placeholders. And one of the, you know, those awful big metal kind of bowls. I have a feeling there may be a metal bowl for your fruit from Megan.
But it could be quite Gwyneth Paltrow as well, couldn't it?
That's what you're hoping for.
It's quite goop.
Yeah, you're hoping for the goop. So you're kind of hoping for the vaginal steaming, aren't you?
I don't think we're going to get steam up the hoo-ha with Megan.
I think not. I think not really. I think she's still in the kind of, she, you know, there'll be run-ins from the little Archie and Lilibet, won't there?
Yeah.
In nice frocks,
yes,
eating raspberries.
She's at
that stage.
As if by mistake. Yeah. Like that famous video of the guy on his laptop and the kid comes in the background.
Great. Just stomping
There'll be some sort of pretend ones of those, I think, that are sort of adorably styled.
Anyway, I am really up for this. It's really cheered me up. I'm so happy that Megan is doing this and I'm completely agog.
Are you going to buy any of it?
Obviously not. I won't buy a thing. I will just watch it all.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here at Papercuts, we go big for the big type. The bold font, the large letters, the subs, chance to show off. Yes, headlines are our thing. And every week we invite you lovely listeners to join in the fun in our patented, it's not really patented, Fix the Headline competition. This is where we find a great story with a weak header and we get you to think of a better one. This week, we have a story from the Daily Mail that reveals that the majority of women would prefer a good night's sleep over a climax. Their headline, 8 out of 10 women would prefer a good night's sleep to an orgasm. That is rubbish. Yeah. We know you can do better. Just send in your ideas with the hashtag #fixtheheadline to @papercutsshow on X or Threads. We'll read the good ones out on Monday, and the very best one wins a Papercuts t-shirt. Now, what about today? What good headlines do you have, Ava?
Well, on page 3 of The Sun, we're not actually looking at the wonderfully scantily clad woman who's pictured here. We're talking about how we're going to eat snakes. Oh. And snakes should be farmed for food because they're cheaper and easier to raise than chickens and cows. And the headline is Snakes on a Plate.
Wow.
On a plate,
very
you
good,
see?
Though. That's quite nice. Yes, we like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you like it, yeah, simple. Our next story is that Jack Grealish has filmed a saucy ad for Hellman's mayonnaise.
I'm looking forward to this. Read about it. Yes, Jack Grealish is getting saucy with mayonnaise.
But how saucy can it be?
I know. I mean, it's going to, yeah, it's an advert.
I mean, it's mayonnaise.
There'd just be a lot of kind of licking the spoon, wouldn't there?
Yeah, but you don't want that with like eggs, do you? It's not.
You're saying unsaucy.
It's just not sexy to me. But anyway, the headline is Mayo Jack, what the Hellman?
What the hell, man?
Oh, what the hell,
what man. The hell, man?
Yeah, what the hell, man, and Hellman's. See?
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Right, so the last story is that Dairy Milk Fruit and Nut is being locked away, right? It's £1.35 a bar, but it's being locked away in the co-op, right? Presumably because people are stealing it, which is bizarre to me because why would you steal fruit and nut?
As opposed to just the normal.
Well, or something more like flavourful. Why are you stealing fruit? Like, grow up. Steal something unhealthy.
And it is quite unhealthy. It's chocolate.
It's got fruit in it. And they're in plastic boxes, right? That's what's important. You have to call a steward over to let them to open it up for you. The headline is Fruit and Nutcase.
That's good. Because that's, yes, I like that one because that recalls the lovely tune, which I won't sing.
No.
Okay, Jan, what do you have?
Okay, well, mine are from the Daily Star. And the first story is that lazy Brits on toilet longer than in gym. Apparently.
That's a great story.
It's very British, yes. More than 5 million adults prefer pooping and peeing than pumping iron, says a study. And the headline is, you losers.
Oh,
you
very good.
See? Okay, and my next one is about a guy who was a very fussy eater who was hooked on eating potato waffles for 30 years. And he's finally had a proper meal thanks to hypnosis. He's the electrician from Telford Shrops now enjoys fruit, veg and pasta for the first time. Aww. And the headline is, cut the waffles.
I see.
Can you
puns are agonising, aren't they, actually?
No, they really, they're fun.
Okay. All right. So my final one, which actually is pretty marvellous, is about Greg Rutherford, who, you know, was injured, I'm sure you know, on ITV's Dancing on Ice and had to pull out, I think. Anyway, his wife tells us that Greg broke Willy doing ice dancing.
He broke his Willy?
Says Mrs. Yeah, apparently. But then it says, crocked Dancing on Ice star Greg Rutherford's fiancé has joked that his penis has snapped off. That's not really
that's not much of a joke.
No. He has remained tight-lipped about the damage.
So it's only her.
Anyway, she decided to poke fun at him. I mean, it doesn't sound like the recipe for a marvellous marriage, actually, does it? That your fiancé is saying that kind of... Anyway, the headline, as you know, Greg Rutherford, famous Olympic athlete, and the headline is Schlong Jumper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. That's everything about that story is excellent. Yeah. Including the headline.
Yeah.
Now, in the Times a couple of days ago was a jolly piece by Papercut's favourite Hannah Betts, in which she confessed that she and her husband are dinkwads. Mm-hmm. Ava, we're very excited about this. What is a dinkwad?
So this was a trend that was all over TikTok a few months ago, and it's dual income, no kids, with a dog.
Yeah, right. Dinkwad.
Yeah, dinkwad. That works.
Yeah.
So there's basically this insufferable couple that are in the Times today because they're living their best lives. Oh, cool. And I hate seeing people living my dream.
Yeah. What is this dream?
So they've got, both of them are working,
yeah,
which means they've got packet, right? The bank is fat. And they've got no kids, so they only spend their money on themselves and on their dog. Mm. And there's also this really, this, well, actually, this hasn't happened to me yet, but I can imagine some women reading this might want to cry because she's saying things like, when I jump, nothing wobbles because I've had no kids. And so like, I'm all very upright. Everything is tight and perky and wonderful.
Yes, and apparently her husband has a bum like a walnut.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, she is joking.
So if she's a dinkwad, I think I'm an amotod.
What's that?
Aging mother of three, unfortunately, dog dead.
Oh dear, I'm an actual dickwad.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, dual income, couple of kids with a dog. So I'm the genuine thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I'm I don't know what the acronym is.
Yeah, well, we're
single,
we're
no kids, still renting.
That's just no. We need some vowels. We need some vowels
in there.
That's
a bit Eastern European.
It is really.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did quite enjoy this piece, just simply because Hannah just goes for it. So she basically says, everyone else's life is rubbish. Mine is great. I'm a child-free adventuress, taut of thigh, upstanding of breast. She's absolutely great. And she says about her husband that he tosses his hair as we dance and I toss mine and Pimlico, our media whippet, tosses hers and we laugh as only child-free lifestyle gurus can laugh. Musically, like the tinkling of so many wind chimes. Mm. She's a don. I love her. She's absolutely great.
I was being facetious when I was mocking her.
No, one can never mock Hannah. We want to be Hannah, to be honest.
We do. We do want to be Hannah.
Yeah, there's lots of
sounds
stuff.
Sounds ideal, to be honest, doesn't it?
It really does. Like, you know, whippets are quite easy dogs as well. They don't shed. I think, she has got an enviable lifestyle. We should all be so lucky, dinkwads. So do you follow anybody on TikTok that is like this, Ava?
Yeah, so it's a lot of Americans. It's a very American thing to do. Okay, there's a format. They'll be like, we're dinks. We eat takeout every night or like things like that.
God, they sound a nightmare.
But they have a very unenviable lifestyle. So they'll be like showing you that they can go to like Five Guys whenever they want to, or In-N-Out Burger whenever they want to, because they've got no kids. And it's like, oh my God, you literally live like in a small town in Idaho. Like, this is not enviable to me.
That's what you end up doing when you do have kids.
That's where you go. What are you talking about? That's where you live. You live in pizza joints and burger bars. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they're like, we're dinks. We don't have to get a babysitter on a Friday night. It's like, okay.
Yeah, fine. And also, after a while, you don't have to get a babysitter.
Also, you know, cut to when you're old.
I have to say, I'm not expecting my kids to look after me when I'm old, though.
I mean, they're not necessarily going to look after you, but they're there and they love you, you know?
Yeah,
and
Are you worried about Hannah's future? Because the dog won't last.
Yeah.
We'll see how those dinkwads are in a few years. Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying.
But they could get another dog.
Yeah, and also, I suppose, another husband if...
if needed.
If needed, if the walnut-bummed one kind of fucks off.
And that's the end of today's Paper Cut. Thanks to Ava.
Thank you.
Thanks to Jan.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
And, of course, thanks to you, lovely listeners, especially our Paper Cut supporters, who get a shout-out on the show. Ava, who do you have?
Well, I'd like to say hello and thank you to David Rose and Alison Jones.
And Jan.
And I'd like to say hi, you are the best, to Philippa Comoro and Dawn Elliott.
And I would like to say hi, and we will always love you, Marie Smith and Tanith Fairley. I've been Miranda Sawyer, and you've been listening to Paper Cuts on a day when the Daily Star reveals the secret to a perfectly smooth bottom. Bathing in raw eggs. Seriously, this is no yolk. Sorry.
That sounds like a Bob Mortimer story, and would I lie to you?
It does. See you on Monday.
Paper Cuts was written and presented by Miranda Sawyer with Jan Ravens and Ava Santina. Producer was Liam Tate. Audio production by Robin Lieber. Video production by Kieran Leslie. Music by Simon Williams. Design by Jim Parrott. And original art by Modern Toss. The managing editor is Jacob Jarvis. Group editor Andrew Harrison. And executive producer Martin Boytosh. Paper Cuts is a Podmasters production.